The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Sanhedrin Daf Nun Aleph. There's a very shver Rashi on this blot that a lot of Achroinim Shtalzach on this Rashi very stark, and it's very hard to understand what Rashi's saying. Rashi says, "V'divra masal oved koychavim nasnu mamzer." Rashi says, "Aval pisha asurim lave b'kol yeshlam kedushin." V'arei yeshesish the kedushin taisim mechayvi lavin. Rashi says that even though oved koychavim nasnu mamzer are aser lave b'kol, nevertheless they have kedushin, and the woman becomes an yeshesish. So all the Achrayim ask, what does Rashi mean? We know from the Gemara later on in Sanhedrin and other Gemaras that Oyved Koychavim, when he's Mekadosh Abbas Yisrael, Kedushin are not typhus and the woman does not become Aser. Now, a lot of Achrayim ask this question. I saw an interesting teretz in the Zera Avram. The Zera Avram says as follows. We find that there are two different kinds of Nisuin. There's Nisuin of a Yid. When two Yidden get married, there's a Nisuin. And that Nisuin is created by the Maisa Kedushin. The Maisa Kedushin is what creates this Chalois called the Isser of the Bas Yisrael to get married after Kedushin is accomplished by the Maisa Kedushin. However, we find another idea of a marriage between two non-Jews. When two non-Jews get married, they also have a marriage, even though it was not affected by a Maisa Kedushin. And there are different halachas with that. There's different halachas about how the two non-Jews would divorce. It wouldn't necessarily be through a shtar. The way a yid is megarish, it could be that just agreeing to separate would be enough. Or it might be that non-Jews cannot separate at all. Whatever it is, it seems to be that there's two different types of nesuin, and one would apply to a union between two Jews, and one would apply to a union between two non-Jews. Klaris is there Avram, the possibility that it could be that Rashi understood that although we only find in the Gemara this concept of the union between two non-Jews as applying to two goyim, but it's possible that this concept, this nesuin, this union, would also apply between a goy and a yid. And it could be that what Rashi means to say is that when the Gemara darshins that Oyvikham cannot do kedushin, that only applies to accomplishing the nesuin of Yisrael. The concept of kedushin that applies specifically to Yisrael, that cannot be accomplished by a goy. However, this new kind of nesuin that we find by a goy, perhaps that applies even to a situation where a goy is mekadesh abbas Yisrael. There's a similar concept. It's not totally related, but it's similar to this. We find a very interesting machloikis between Rav Moshe and Rav Henkin that I wanted to say over in relation to this concept. There was once a woman that came out of Soviet Russia, and she didn't have a good, actually it was Hungary, and she didn't have a good get from her husband. She came and she said, I want to get married now. I want to be from a yid. I want to get married. So there was a question whether or not we can matter this isha, whether or not we can allow this woman to get married without a proper get. Assuming that the man and husband and wife did not do a proper kedushin, which is also a big question in the tshuva and the Gris Moshe, because it was possible in that time that the communists didn't have such total control, and it's possible that it was that they did do a regular yiddish shachasana. But assuming that there was no regular yiddish shachasana and there was no kedushin, the question was presented to Rav Moshe and Rav Henkin whether or not this woman would be mutter to get married without a get. So Rav Moshe has a whole arichus. He discusses at length the concept of in other Moshe b'los b'los nus. We find in the Gemara in Ksubas that there's a concept that when even if a person has a suffix whether or not he's married to a woman and he lives together with her, that there's machloik, there's Rav and Shmuel, whether we say ein adam oisa bilasa bilas nos, that when the person is living together with his wife, since there's a possibility in his mind that he's not married to this person because he made a tanai or because the kedushin was not properly created, the chalois kedushin was not properly done. So because of one of these reasons, it's possible that the person, when he's living together with his wife, would have in mind that he's being mekadesh her bebiya. And therefore, even though the Maisa Kedushin wasn't good, nevertheless, there will be a new Kedushin when he's Mekadosh Rebbiyah. And since there would be Kasher Edom, Yidden who are Shemir Teru Mitzvahs, who know about the fact that these two people are living together, it's possible, argues Ramesha, that the fact that they live together and the person would want to be Mekadosh's wife, because Einar Maisa B'Las B'Las knows, therefore, the Halacha would be that she would be Mekadosh's and she would need a get. Ramesha brings down a big Machloikis, Rishonim, about this, whether or not we say this concept of Einar Maisa B'Las B'Las knows, even by people that we know that they are Choshud on the Isra of Nida. Perhaps the only reason that a person would say Einar Maisa B'Las B'Las knows, the person certainly does not want his bia to be a bias nos, perhaps that only applies to a person who's Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, who keeps all halachos in the Torah, you know, to the best of his ability, and so obviously he would not want to be over on this aveira of bias nos. However, a person that we know about, this person that they're not careful with Taras HaMashpacha, they're not Nizer and Isser Nida. Such a person, since they're being over Isser of Krisis, they're being over every time they live with their wife, they're being over Avira of Kares, so certainly they would not be concerned about the problem of Biaznos. Other Rishonim say, no, so it's not a raya from the fact that they're not careful with Nida, the fact that they're not careful with Biaznos. So he brings down a Machlokes about this. And Ramosha actually has a very interesting point. He discusses why wouldn't we say that people will be careful of this? Don't we know that somebody who's a mumr l'tayavim, somebody who's not a mumr l'hachas, he's not trying to do the wrong thing. He's trying to do the right thing. And but you know, he has his unfortunately the Yetzer Hara gets the better of him. Nevertheless, such a person, we say, that if he has the opportunity to, if he has two things in front of him, one is Isser and one is Hether, he would certainly choose the Hether because he's not trying to be a bad person, he wants to be good, it's just the Yetzer Hara overpowers him. So why wouldn't we say the same thing over here? True, the person doesn't have the opportunity to keep the Isser Nida, maybe it's too hard for them to go to the mikveh, maybe there's no kosher mikveh, or maybe it's too hard for them to get to the kosher mikveh, it's too far away, it's cold, but it's not a raya that this person totally throws off of himself the yoke of Hashem, and maybe he will be careful with the Isser of Bias Nus. So Ramesh says an interesting teretz. He says as follows. He says that the only reason why the Kedushin will be good in the first place is because there will be considered, we would say that we have kosher Eidus on the Kedushin. Everybody knows that Kedushin needs Eidus L'Kiyume. We have to have Eidus that testify that the Kedushin was good. That may only apply, says Ramesh, to a person that the kosher Edom, who see them living together, know that the chazakah of Einar Maisa B'Las B'Las Nos applies to this person. However, if the Edom can't be confident 100% that the chazakah Einar Maisa B'Las B'Las Nos applies to this couple, it's possible, says Ramesha, that we would not say that the Edus could be made on a kosher Kedushin. Therefore, since this idea of L'shavek Ater of Achli Surah, that even somebody who was ivory Surah in the Torah, nevertheless, He would be careful with Isurim that he has no specific Teyavim for. That concept might not be so clear to the Edom, and therefore it wouldn't be considered that we have good Edos for the Kedushin. But Ramesha says that certainly a person who's not careful with his Nus, such a person, according to all the Rishonim, the halach of Einar Maisa B'Las B'Las Nos will not apply to this person. Rav Henkin takes issue with Ramesh's basic assumption. Rav Henkin argues that any time two people get together with the intention of staying together and being married to each other and being faithful to each other, under such circumstances, there's no question, says Rav Henkin, that their kavana is for Kedushin. You don't have to have kavana specifically for the Kedushin of the Torah. You don't have to have kavana for this specific halois called Kedushin that the Torah teaches us about. As long as a person has kavana that these two people are going to be husband and wife, and they're going to live together faithfully their entire life, they certainly will have, that alone is considered valid kavana for Kedushin. So anytime Edom see two people getting together, in whatever kind of ceremony it is, if there's two Edom watching a ceremony where two people get together, and they live together as husband and wife, that would be considered valid Edus for Kedushin. And Rav Henkin says that this, that the Rishonim discussed, the case, the Rivash was one of the Rishonim we mentioned before, was discussing the case of the Muranos, whether or not the Muranos needed a get. That was talking in a situation where the Muranos were not careful at all with Znos, and their intention was not to be faithful to each other in the first place. However, if we dealt with people that were faithful to each other, that would not apply. Rav Moshe says it's very hard to imagine. It's hard to imagine that the Muranos, who were keeping so many mitzvahs, would get married to their wives with the intention of not being faithful to each other. Also, Rav Moshe says that historically, the situation of the Muranos was that they were living in Spain, which was under the Christian rule, and the Christians didn't even allow people to get divorced ever. It was impossible for a person not to be faithful to his wife over there. I mean, at least, you know, outwardly. So therefore, Moshe argues that it's very difficult to accept Rav Henkin's assumption and to accept this halacha that, in this case, the wife will need a get. Rav Moshe brings down a question that somebody asked him, that it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that David HaMelech wanted to marry Avishag HaShunamis. And the Gemara says that the Chachamim did not allow him to marry her because he already had 18 wives, and they preferred to allow him to be miyachid, to stay in the same room together with Avishag HaShunamis, rather than divorce one of his wives and marry Avishag HaShunamis. So Rav Moshe asks, according to the Rambam, some of David's wives were not really married him because of Kedushin. They were just living together. There was a concept called Pilegesh, where a man would not do a valid Kedushin, and he would live with the woman. So if so, you see in the Gemara that nevertheless, you need to be Megarish the wife, like the Gemara says, Kashim Gerish, and Gerishin are so bad that we allow David HaMelech to Miyachid rather than allow him to divorce Avishag HaShunamis. But if why didn't we allow him just to part ways with one of these Pelagshim and not actually do a Gerishin? So Ramesha says the Pshat in the Gemara is that Kashim Gerishin doesn't just apply to a situation where a person has to divorce his wife through a get. It applies to any kind of a situation where the union has to be broken up, so that would apply also to Pilagesh, since the man was living with this Pilagesh, and they were happy together, and now they would have to separate ways, that would also be included in the concept of Kashim Ger.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.